Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome to the Girl Powerful Podcast.
We're two sisters on a mission to entertain
and educate by learning from women who live a purpose-driven life.
Be sure to subscribe and rate our podcast. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Girl Powerful Podcast. Today we have Helen Hall, and I just really quickly wanted to read her bio because I'm just really impressed by you, honestly, and the impact you're leaving on the world. So it says, Helen Hall is passionate about helping people achieve their health and wellness goals through food, mindset, and inspiration, which is why she founded Blender Bombs, which I have some right here.
Yeah, you do. Look at that.
Granola. And then what really impresses me is that mission to like help people on their journey. And then the fact that you're in all these stores like Whole Foods, Costco, Walmart, and dozens of other retailers. So I just kind of wanted to talk to you. I think it's really cool when women are open to like supporting other women and entrepreneurs by sharing how they did that. And then honestly, to even back it up a little more, like what was Helen like as a little girl? Like, were you always like had an affinity for good food, or did you notice you felt better before like quote unquote soccer practice if you didn't have McDonald's and you had something like fruit, you know? Can you talk a little bit about like where this like mission came from and if it had anything to do with how you grew up?
Yeah. So I grew up in Atlanta, Georgia, and I was an athlete growing up. So if you were to ask me what my identity was as a little girl, it was sports.
Cool.
It was lacrosse. It was softball, soccer, track, mainly lacrosse and softball. But I mean, I was exercising and doing sports constantly. So I never understood the impact of food. Like I could literally eat whatever I wanted. I didn't care about health, didn't care about anything. I exercised so much that it truly did not matter what I ate. And of course, when you're a little kid, you have unlimited energy. So no, I did not notice, you know, if certain foods make me feel better, right? And so it wasn't until college when I kept eating the same that I had eaten my whole life, but I wasn't exercising anymore. So I gained 30 pounds. And I gained 30 pounds freshman year of college. I went to South Carolina. Go Cops, you know, SEC schools will do it to you. I gained the weight. I could not figure out how to lose it. I tried every fad diet under the sun. And I think the main reason that I gained the weight was because I kept eating the same as I always had, plus adding in alcohol, and then literally not exercising whatsoever, and not sleeping a lot. And that combined was not the healthiest lifestyle, but I wouldn't change it for the world, right? So it wasn't until like my sophomore, junior year of college that I started understanding the importance of nutrition. I went to a doctor after several failed dieting attempts. I went to a doctor and he explained to me what nutrients were and what fiber was. And fiber is what keeps you full, right? So if you've ever seen a side-by-side comparison of a stomach on, you know, 1,000 calories of fiber, so fruits and vegetables, and a stomach on 1,000 calories of meat and cheese, the stomach with the fruits and vegetables is 3/4 full, but the stomach with the meat and cheese is 1/4 full. So that can kind of explain to you why fiber actually keeps you feeling full. And then I started having smoothies, which are full of fiber, full of nuts and seeds. I threw in chia seed, hemp seed, flaxseed, walnuts, pecans, dates, almonds, all this stuff. And so I started having the smoothies and I just noticed a complete change in my energy levels. More importantly than just like my energy levels is I stopped craving sweets. I stopped like feeling controlled by food. I was able to be around, you know, cake and cookies and all this stuff and not feel the need to overeat or borderline binge eat like I used to do in college. So that's kind of the beginning of my journey.
Were you just seeing it like on social media and things like
that? No, so when I was in college, social media wasn't really like a thing.
Right. So where would you like pick up a chia seed? Because like, how would you
doctor.
Even... The doctor. Okay, I missed
it. It was like a holistic doctor, and he introduced me to this whole world of health that I had no idea existed, which now it's mainstream, sort of. Mm-hmm. But back when I was in college, I graduated in 2015, so this is probably 2014. Like, Instagram was just getting started.
Yeah. What a gift that you found the right doctor to lead you down the right path and not be like, do the Atkins diet or just starve yourself or whatever. You know,
I had plenty of those before.
Yeah. It's really complicated. I feel like because I swam in high school and we would have these huge pasta dinners, right? Like carb loading. So we learned how to eat like that. And then same thing, like you go do your own thing and no one teaches you like, hey, you're not swimming 100 laps today. You don't get to eat that bucket of pasta.
Nope. And I finally understood that a calorie was a unit of energy. Mm. And so if I had, you know, I used to eat 3,000 calories a day, but I was exercising a lot, like I was using a lot more energy. So it's like the less energy your body uses throughout the day, the less you need to consume. And so I understood that balance finally.
Yeah. Where do you find the balance with like being social and eating and having fun and being out and about? And then remembering and pulling yourself back to food is fuel.
So I will say, and I'm not just saying this to like push my own product, but genuinely having that Blender Mom smoothie 4 or 5 days a week completely transformed my cravings. Wow. Because what it did is it satiated my appetite. It keeps me full and it really reduces my sugar cravings. So whereas when I was dieting constantly and depriving myself, it was a mental battle constantly, like, should I have this? Should I eat one more cookie? Should I not eat one more cookie? Like calorie counting. And it was a toxic rabbit hole. And then when I just changed to having my Blender Mom smoothie every day and eating 80% plant-based, I would say the mental gymnastics dissipated after a few months, because instead of my mind controlling what I was eating, it was like my body was telling me when I was hungry and whatnot. It was the first time in my life I experienced food freedom. I didn't even know what food freedom was.
Yeah, what's your definition of that? Just not being shackled.
Not thinking about it. Not thinking about food. Like eating whatever you want, stopping when you're full, eating when you're hungry, and literally eating what you want. And then your body craving like healthy foods most of the time. But then when you want a dessert, like you eat it without even thinking, without even it being a decision in your head. Like if you want it, you eat some of it. That's it.
So you had this experience yourself, and that's why you wanted to, you know, inspire and build a brand around that journey of and share it with as many people as possible. Like, how did you take what you were living through and turn it into a business?
It was like two things that kind of inspired me mostly. The first thing was I don't regret any of my college experience, but I wish that I hadn't spent my college experience, you know, constantly thinking about the way I looked and what I was eating and if I should eat this or if I should eat that and depriving myself. Like, I wish I hadn't experienced that. Mm-hmm. And I don't want anyone to experience that in their lives, you know? And so finding a solution that works for me, like it's got to work for other people out there too, right? I'm not saying it's going to work for every single person, but it works for a lot of people. So I wanted to offer that to people. And the second thing is like a guy that I was dating when I first started getting into the health and fitness field, like it was a super toxic relationship. And I don't know if he was just, he had a big ego and didn't want me to be successful or like didn't like that I was getting in shape and all this stuff. And so he would always like try and bring me down whenever I would talk about health and fitness or when I was getting my personal training certification. And so when we broke up, I kind of literally just wanted to like stick it to him.
Yeah.
You know? Those are the reasons why I kind of turned it into a business, but I didn't need to turn it into a business. Like for the first 3 to 6 months, I was just selling the Blender Bombs. I wasn't even selling the Blender Bombs. I was giving them to my clients.
Okay.
And then I started charging them cost for it. And then I realized like, wait, more people want these. And so for me to quit personal training to like make these for people who aren't my clients, like I had to, you know, charge the appropriate margins. But that was 6 months down the road.
That's interesting. That one of my, the first people to really introduce like smoothies beyond like just something tasty, like strawberry, banana and milk, like, you know, like something more, you know, high level and actually helps your body is my trainer back in the day that was like in the NFL. And he's like, well, are you starting your day with a smoothie, you know, to curb that appetite, like for hours? And then I was like, no,
hours.
It's a game changer. It really is.
And you have to choose like the right ingredients for your smoothie, because a lot of people will just do, you know, fruits and protein powder, but people don't understand that protein powder is devoid of fiber and fat and carbs. Mm. So you really want, like, if you're going to be using protein powder in your smoothie, I definitely suggest adding a Blender Bomb in there or something like something super fiber filled, because protein powder is, everything's extracted from it except for the protein.
So what the fiber, you can find it in what kind of seeds or nuts?
Any nut and seed. So fiber is not in meat, and it is not in cheese, and it is not in like protein powder, but it is in nuts, seeds, legumes, and plants and fruits and vegetables.
Awesome.
And it's in some whole grain pastas, things like that.
Yeah. What's your like all-time favorite recipe
for a smoothie?
Yeah.
I do a Blender Bomb, a scoop, a tablespoon of peanut butter, a tablespoon of bomb butter, which is another one of our products. And I do a frozen banana. I do a tablespoon of cacao powder and a handful of spinach and water and ice and blend that up. And it tastes like a chocolate milkshake.
So
sometimes good. I'll do like 1.5 bananas in there.
Yeah, that's awesome. So back to like the business building, like how do you get into Walmart? Like how does someone like get in that retailer space like the way you do? And I love seeing your journey like on Instagram, like being in Walmart and seeing your product. How like proud are you when you see that? It's a big deal.
I'm so proud. I will say that big retailers are terrifying. So they can like eat you for breakfast if you're not careful. So I always have my guard up a little bit. But like you just know going into these big retailers, they love supporting small brands, which is wonderful. But you also are not really going to make any money off them for the first few years, mm-hmm. because you're just spending every bit of profit you make back on promoting in store. So you have to be prepared for that. And that's why like online sales are super important for us, because that's where we actually make our margins. That's where we make money the most. So you, maybe people are like, then why would you ever be in retail? And it's because if you want to sell your company one day, you have to show that you are, can be successful in retail, right? But unless you want to bring on investors, you also need to have cash flow from your e-commerce website.
Yeah,
to support that retailer growth.
And then like for like the shelves of Whole Foods or Walmart or Costco, I mean, that's really good brand exposure, right? So maybe they first get in Costco and then they actually enjoy it and look it up and become an e-commerce. Like you never know like the how clients maneuver or the consumer maneuvers their buying power.
Yeah. And we get lots of new customers from, like what you're saying, we get tons of new customers from these retailers, mm-hmm. especially Walmart. Walmart's amazing. They're stepping their game up in the healthy food industry like crazy. I misjudge Walmart. Like if you're trying going to walk down the frozen section, there's a whole plant-based area and it's incredible.
Well, I just like that. And it's about time that like bringing health and wellness, like, two stores like that is so important, because a lot of America shops there, and like so like our whole like the health of our country is at risk, and like that's a solution by bringing brands like yours like to the shelves of those stores to for people to have access that normally wouldn't.
I agree. A lot of our customers were like, why would you ever want to be in Walmart? That's going to cheapen your brand. But like the goal of us creating this product is to get it to people who need it the most, right? And so Walmart's the biggest retailer in the nation. You know, why wouldn't we want to be at Walmart?
Right.
Why wouldn't we want to be on Amazon?
Yeah. I mean, access to the right foods is so important. Like at Girl Powerful, for every class we teach, like for, that's paid, we go volunteer in like foster homes or federal housing and things like that. And food scarcity and access to the right information and the right food is so important. And unless people are building brands and programs that share that information and have it in a store like Walmart or Target or, you know, somewhere that they would be shopping to save money because that's something they're lacking, is important. Like, we can't always just think about ourselves and like our bottom line 24/7. It's important,
right,
for a business person, but at the same time, it's like, what about humanity and all of us as a whole?
So that's what we're working on with our next product that we're going to launch. It's like mini bites, like just grab and go, like mini bombs, I would say. But we want to do like what Tom's did, you know, one for one. So every time you buy one or you buy a pack, like we give one to, there's two different nonprofits that we're looking into, but whenever we pick it, I can talk about it more. But what we have to do is, because blender bombs are so costly to make, because it's chia seed, hemp seed, flax seed, walnuts, pecans, dates, almonds, aloe, bee pollen, cinnamon, sea salt, vanilla, like it's all those ingredients. It's so much. What we're going to have to do is simplify and put oats in there. So oats and maybe some nuts and some dates, and just keep it really simple. That way we can hit that food scarcity crisis that's happening.
Right. And I think it's important too, like the education behind it. And even like, we like to talk to our girls about going into 7-Eleven or like the local gas station and like choosing the whole food or something that they flip over the package and it has like five whole ingredients instead of like, you know, this huge words that you can't pronounce, even if you're sophisticated, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Right. So I think it's just really cool what you're doing and you're making an impact and we appreciate it.
Thanks. You're so sweet. I love talking about it. It's my life.
What else, like what, who else is Helen Hall beyond a brand and beyond blender bombs?
I think that I am huge into personal development. And that is something that changed my life. Like growing up, I really had to self-educate myself on everything, basically. And so, yeah, personal development is huge to me. Some of my favorite books, I would say Big Magic, The Magic of Thinking Big, Let My People Go Surfing, Essentialism, and another, I guess, what else am I? I would say if people were to describe me, they would say that I was really nice. Aww. And really giving.
Well, that's wonderful. Yeah. You know, like a lot of people.
I would also say 80-20, like 80% of the time I'm my best self, 20% of the time, you know.
Hey, yeah, I appreciate that. And that's the truth. Like, because I've had people be like, well, that's not very women empowerment of you. I'm like, hey, I'm just a person. And just because I support that mission and like, that is like in my DNA, it doesn't mean that I'm perfect. And it doesn't mean that every second of every day I get along with everybody, you know?
Yeah. And like, sometimes I have to stand up for myself a little bit. Cause when I was 100% nice, I got walked all over. Yeah. So.
And that's part of the like self-development journey as well, as having really healthy boundaries with yourself, like in your morning routine with your smoothie. And then with your business and how you communicate and how you like, you hold yourself like to a high standard of what you want to do.
Yeah, for sure. I think that boundaries are really important. And that's something that 2021 has taught me a lot of. I mean, yes, I have been walked all over this year for sure. So I have learned the importance of boundaries. And it's hard. It's hard because I hate hurting people's feelings and I hate letting people down. But at the end of the day, like I have to look out for myself and my business and do it in the nicest way possible.
Yeah, we ran into like in LA the last couple of years some really strange stuff building a brand and like kind of we don't have a brand to be like a cheater brand, but have you ever had someone kind of like snake charm you into thinking like you could trust them and they do your marketing and then they pretty much show up to market with the same thing? Like, have you ever had something crazy like that?
Like,
you're like rolling your eyes. You're like, yes. And it happens, but no one talks about it. Cause I think we all feel like that's our fault or like we failed in that moment by not knowing, you know, like, so what happened?
And that's just one of the reasons why a lot of people probably don't talk about it is a lot of times it turns into like a lawsuit or legal action. And then you really aren't allowed to talk about it. Mm-hmm. But for anyone who has a business, I would say to watch out for I would honestly just like influencers in general, like if you don't have investors behind you, you need to be very careful with influencers, because we have been burned several times with certain influencers where they are just like, I can produce X amount in sales, but like they won't sign a contract saying what happens if they don't. So what I have found with influencers is I like working off a percent of sale. That's like the only way I'll do it, because we don't have a budget, right? Mm-hmm. And then I would say be very careful with any sort of marketing platform that tries to get you to pay $600 to $5,000 a month and they promise X amount in revenue. Like, again, you have to set your boundaries. First month, get half off, like fight, because they have, you need to make them prove themselves to you, because if they really believe in themselves, then they'll be willing to give you that first month for free, because they know they'll make their money on the back end.
That is, and then very good advice.
Be very careful with any business partners. Do not give anyone equity unless they pay for it, or unless you've been working with them for like 4 years, 4 or 5 years. I would say that.
That's really good advice, honestly, because yeah, people need to prove that they're worth your time and energy and money and allegiance, you know? It's and again, like maybe that's another conversation down the line, because I think it's important for brand builders to share those stories. And
I completely agree.
And it doesn't mean you failed or anything like that. It's just like, this is human existence and there are snakes out there and it happens. But
yeah.
So I know we have a short podcast today. So our last question always is, what makes you feel most alive?
People, like being around certain people. I mean, every year that we get older, I'm sure you experience this too, is you realize like who, once you start checking in with your body, you realize like who you feel your best self around and like who you can laugh with. And there's so many different types of friends, and different friends serve a different purpose, right? And so understanding like which friends serve which purpose, and the same thing goes for you. Like you play a certain role in other people's lives as well. But once you kind of realize that and you can pick and choose like who you want to spend your time with, because your time is so finite, I think that's when you can really come alive, is when you surround yourself with the right people.
I love that.
And your life partner, whoever you choose for to be your life partner, better make damn sure they're worth it.
Yeah, love that. You had some great tips and takeaway things that are simple, maybe reminders, but also like very refreshing. So thank you for your time today, Helen.
Yeah, and we can give a discount code to your followers. We can do Powerful for 15% off.
Okay, that sounds great.
Okay, and that's blenderbombs.com.
Cool. All right, well, yeah. This will be up Tuesday, so we'll have it out
soon. And let's do it again when we're launching a spritzer brand right now. So I can, once I learn more about that industry, I can give some insight on that.
That would be wonderful. And knowing, like, I'm assuming you're a millennial, like a young millennial, but
I wish I was Gen Z.
Yeah, I know. But like, you know, we're
not my like my Gen Z 1993 one.
Heck yeah. But our whole, you know, we're all like addicted to everything. Like everyone's like, it's 9 o'clock and all that stuff. So we need to be aware of like where we're getting our alcohol and what we're doing, you know, like everything. Again, like what you're putting in your body really matters, and it's going to work out.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much. You're the best.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Thank
you.
Going on my spritzer call now.
Okay. Wish me luck. Good luck.
Bye.
Thanks to our guest. For more information on her, see the show notes.
Please hit subscribe if you have not already. That way, a new episode is delivered directly to your feed every week.